I'm KYW's Dave Uram with the Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese, after the Eagles beat the Bengals convincingly in Cincinnati, 37-17. Merrill, I think this is the best win of the season so far.
Oh, I think it's the best win in a long time. I think Jalen Hurts was excellent. Saquon Barkley continues to be a force. The defense started out slowly, but they absolutely made the Bengals work for everything they got. And ultimately, it was the Eagles running away with it at the end.
What did you like about this win?
Everything. Everything, really. The leadership displayed by Hurts. The fact that this is the third straight game in which he didn't have a turnover. The fact that, once again, you had the big receivers. You had A.J. Brown and you had Devontae Smith making great plays, including a sensational touchdown reception by Devontae Smith. Grant Calcaterra contributed. And Saquon Barkley, once again, ran for over 100 yards.
Now, with the seventh game of the season, why is the offense appearing to find its groove?
Dave, I truly believe, and this is not the Monday morning quarterback. I said this to you early in the season, that these September games don't mean that much. I mean, they do, of course, in the standings, but they don't show you that much because these teams see very little regular action during the preseason. There's very little tackling to the ground. I think it takes a good 5 or 6 weeks until you really see what these teams are all about. This team is starting to gel.
Jalen Hurts, with his 3 rushing touchdowns in this game, now sits alone in second place all time for the Philadelphia Eagles with rushing touchdowns, moving by Wilbert Montgomery in this game. Still has a little ways to go to get to Steve Van Buren with 69. But Merrill, Jalen Hurts, that tush-push, it's almost unstoppable.
Well, not only the tush-push, he had a 16-yard gain on a quarterback draw, and then he ran around the outside 7 yards for a touchdown. So it's Jalen Hurts showing the speed that a lot of people wondered if he still had. He sure does.
What stood out to you about the defense in this win?
Well, the fact is they made big plays when they had to. And the Bengals were in a 4th-and-2 near midfield, and they foolishly, I thought, went for it. And they tried a quick screen pass from Burrow over to Jamar Chase. And up came Cooper DeJean, and he waffled him for a 2-yard loss, and the Eagles took over in Bengals territory.
That was a huge play. The other talented Bengals wide receiver, T. Higgins, was ruled out shortly before the game because of a quad injury. How much do you think Higgins' absence helped the Eagles out and I guess affected the outcome of this game?
Well, you can say it did. But on the other hand, you could say the Eagles were without the great left tackle, Jordan Mailata. They were without Dallas Goedert. Every team has somebody missing.
And Merrill, I'll close with this. And I take responsibility for this because I, along with many other people, were misinformed, is the way I'll put it. I gave you bad information throughout the week. Yes, the Eagles did beat the Bengals in Cincinnati for the first time ever. Now 1-4-1 against the Bengals in Cincinnati. However, it was not their first win in Cincinnati. It was their second win. It was their first win in Cincinnati since November 5th, 1933, against the defunct, longtime defunct, Cincinnati Reds. Eagles beat the Cincinnati Reds in Cincinnati. I found this out during the game. 6-0 on November 5th, 1933. The Eagles' first ever season.
Well, contrary to popular belief, Dave, I was not there then.
I knew that you were not born yet. It was not only their first ever season, Merrill, it was their first ever win. So,
well, what are you going to do? They beat a baseball team.
Right. They beat a baseball team by kind of like a baseball score, scoring a touchdown in the fourth quarter. Anyway, nonetheless, second win all time in Cincinnati, but first win ever against the Bengals in Cincinnati. Anyway, great call with Mike Quick in the booth, Merrill, and looking forward to chatting with you about the upcoming game against the 2-6 Jacksonville Jaguars. Always appreciate the time, and we will talk about that one as well as this game throughout the week. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.